This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
With Keith Rogers, located here in beautiful western Montana, though I will admit right now, snow is covering much of the state here, so a lot of that beauty can't be seen. We're having a slight thaw here in January, and more snow on the way. But anyway, today is January the 7th, 2018. The chat room URL is onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. Join us there. We have Kenneth and his dog boys, Trigger, right there in the control room to answer your calls, and perhaps if you'd like to call in, depending on, of course, who answers, you might get barked at down there. But the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. I'd like to start off today with the show with a little friendly reminder that, you know, had more refrigerators when we were younger, had been left out, and their doors not secured, perhaps some of these worthless politicians would have crawled in and been suffocated. The world would be a lot better place today. Oh, and by the way, the X-Files series, which now starts series 10 in 2 weeks, they're on Hulu. But as a friendly reminder there, that the FBI was corrupt then as now, except the X-Files show was written as fiction. Myself and many others are really getting tired of what we're seeing here in America. And you don't have to be any part of a party, Democrat, Republican, like that. Just if you sit back and you see what's going on, I don't see how people with a good conscience could support a lot of this stuff. But anyway, that's my personal opinion there. People have different views and everything. But politicians and the likes of President Trump, they're actually better for us to having to wear camouflage, because they BS their way through everything, and it's always either your national security or your rights, and of course, while inherently taking the rights of others, just as we just saw on Twitter there, the cover-up of more of these torture sodomy videos from the military used over there in Iraq, and I don't see how someone could sit there and support that, but it's always because they allege someone's an enemy. And as I played here before, that old George W. Bush clip about having to repeat the same lie over and over again to catapult the propaganda so that we as people start hating one another. This show has talked about this issue for weeks now, about how we all grew up together. We didn't have the racial tension and stuff. And it just seems like everything is being brought to that, to where we're hating everyone, where we as Americans can point fingers, whether they're at the Germans, the Jews, whoever, you know, the Arab, Muslims, whatever, that we're constantly supposed to be pointing the finger at someone else. And I just tweeted there on Twitter a few minutes ago there, but what will people do when they wake up to find out that this country is actually the swamp? Because people have no moral justification to allow this stuff to go on. And it only when it happens to them or their family that they suddenly become aware of what's going on. Remember Nuremberg trials, watching how they set up the litigation on that, and how aiding and abetting was used on people that just knew it said nothing. They were hanged. I'm not anti-government. I think government is great if it's used towards the people. But of course, recently here we've seen Donald Trump tweeting about Iran and how he's so positive for these anti-Iranian protesters. When you look at the current doublespeak of that, where we have the Occupy movements in this country put down by SWAT teams, other movements, barriers, free speech zones, millions starving, millions hungry, and suddenly this country is worried about another nation that's 4,000 or 5,000 miles away from us, in which probably the CIA was behind. Just like the one of the tweets I just received here, that the protests are showing Iran are actually from Bahrain, where it would be easy to do that since Bahrain is where they host the naval fleet there, and the U.S. has total access to that, so good propaganda there. But it's always those Iranians, always point a finger. It's got to be the Koreans, it's got to be the Chinese, it's got to be someone. It can't be anything here. Just like a meme I received earlier about diamonds, the gift that gives, and it shows you so much love. Yet it doesn't show you how it's hand-hewn out of the ground there by African slave labor, but it's precious to you. More like when you gas up your gas tank, I always wonder how many Arab Muslims have died for that. But that's just my personal opinion. I think quite a bit different than other people, and most people realize that. Maybe that's why some of you tune in here. But I want to alert you about another credit card scam that's going on. I'm not sure how this is working yet either, but I've had it happen to me, and a couple of my friends have already talked about it, where if you're using the snail mail and you send in a bill, it takes 20 days. That's happened to me twice now, just in my case, for a snail mail letter to go 1,300 miles. And of course, with that comes the associated banking fees and or whatever of late payments, where they try to assess you that for 20 days in the mail. And of course, this is this push, as you notice, if you have any credit cards or any of this billing, they keep pushing you to do everything online, and everything online is at risk. And of course, they don't care. And we have the constant hackers that are never prosecuted for their crimes. I hear it locally on the different counties I listen to, of everyone always calling the sheriff's office about some scammer. And but anyway, they want you online to do that. And they've already admitted that your browsers can see what you're typing, everything. And of course, that data is sent off, sold off, whatever. Anyway, I don't watch much TV, as I've told you that. But there's been a great surge to enlist in the military. And I've seen these little pamphlets drop out here at the post office. And I have nothing against the U.S. military if they're here at home protecting this country. But now this is moving over to the radio. And I was listening to one of our local AM stations, country here. And a constant barrage of these commercials. And we see the constant build-up hype, war, and President Trump recalling naval pilots for training. And that good friend of mine I had sent here not too long ago, the 16 different countries I found that were enacting or enabling their enlistments again for a draft. And of course, locally, we've had that talked about here too. But the U.S. is, it's like a two credit cards. You've got cash out on one, and you've got a regular bill to do it on another. So you withdraw cash from the one to pay the other, and that's basically what's going on here with the crumbling U.S. economy. 2 days ago, I was reading where 1,300 more retail stores are closing for the year 2018. They keep bragging about the stock market, how it's so high, but for you and I as normal Americans, we don't even belong in the stock market, or we can't get there because we have no money. Just as in as much as I was saying before with the down in Texas and stuff, where they've passed laws about feeding the homeless, making it illegal. When would you ever thought that a country like America, that was known for its giving hand to the world, would stop or enforce laws about feeding the homeless? And this is on top of the cusp of over there in the UK right now, where another royal wedding is going to take place. And They're removing the homeless from the area because it's going to bring in almost $500 million. And of course, as Mike Rivero would say over in Hawaii, they're doing the same thing, but it's because they don't want people to see what's actually the poverty in America. That's why they're placing spikes underneath bridges so the homeless can't sleep there. They're tearing down these tent cities. They don't want people driving by in the freeway or on some road there to see that the amount of poverty in this country, because the politicians and the news, both fake, are telling you it's all rosy. You know, I'm surprised you can't get a grant to get rose-colored glasses. That's all. Maybe you should try for it. But the constant lies of these, I'll just say, pro-military commercials, they always justified, even country western songs, whether it was Lee Greenwood or Merle Haggard, about fighting for our freedom and whichever, you know. And when you look at that freedom, we have the NSA and our government that is spying on everything we're doing, our banking transitions between, say, clients and whoever you're buying them, is also being sold, your credit information, the hacks from that, as well as the other media that's all stored down there at that server in Utah, and perhaps probably used against us in some way through lawfare, where the state, i.e. the government, can put away those that go against the established policies enacted without our approval, just like Haman Square over there in Chicago, where it stated that they disappeared over 7,000 people. I don't know whether they went to these alleged FEMA camps or what like that, but we have a government that is cracking down on its media, and I think that's more Orwellian, to the point where eventually you'll have this state media broadcasting, of course, to you, to every gas pump and ATM machine, whatever like that, while you wait, or bar, or whatever, to let you know who the latest enemy is. And personally, I don't need a government to tell me who my enemy is. You can basically see that. And, of course, that's even locally. As I mentioned before, most people don't even know who their neighbors are anymore. Two or three doors around you like that. I know a few of mine, but usually one that I've had problems with. But generally, we don't have enemies. For a lot of us, we went out, we went to work, partied with some at a bar or whatever like that, went home and enjoyed life. But now they always have to have this, again, this constant enemy. I remember these old recruitment type things, listening to them trying to trick the American soldier into going to Vietnam and going through this a plethora list of how to degrade someone else humanly as a VC, slant eyes, slopes, whatever. And then if the soldier didn't affix to that, he was called yellow and, of course, branded it. But I guess at my old age, I'm getting tired of seeing all this crap, and I just think I wish people would, again, as I mentioned, the swamp would wake up and realize that the disease is from within, and a lot of people don't like to hear that. I remember when I used to get scolded by my father or even whipped by my father, I knew the reason, and of course, there was always correction, and that's probably why I turned out the way I am today. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, but I get so tired of where people just won't do a thing about anything. Anyway, the phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443. Again, these documents from Politico contradicted the Trump administration, whose initial claim was that the ban on this immigration, where it sparked all these mass protests and these detained travelers, who I just read the seizing of their electronics equipment has gone up a stark amount from what it was last year. And, of course, it's all to fight terrorism. It's because today we are the enemy combatants. And it's because people just, you know, between that and corporate whorefare, I guess you call it, but they're stealing secrets, or they're taking your notes. They're trying to build profiles on everyone. It's just like, gee, and we just want to be able to go out and have a job, support our families and our dogs, and live a nice, clean life. But you have to keep up this government crap that keeps going on. And like I mentioned there with President Trump and Iran, not too long ago, he was talking about the alleged chemical weapons attack over in Syria, tweeting about the poor, poor children. Again, we have our problems here at home where millions of children are hungry. Yet again, we don't see him saying anything about Israel bombing children, shooting children, detaining children. There's nothing from the White House either condemning that or anything. You know, it's whatever Israel wants, Israel gets. But again, no one likes to shine light on the so-called bad habits or bad friends, I'll call it. But I mentioned there where Trump was talking about Iran. He says the world is laughing and watch. Sorry, the world is watching. And of course, my friends overseas that I talk to say, no, the world is laughing at the United States because it sees the sheer hypocrisy in everything the U.S. is doing. It's kind of like do what I say, not what I do. You know, the champions of these human rights, and of course, blowing up hospitals, weddings, funerals, schools. Like I say, the problem here in America is within, and all these politicians that have had such low approval rating for years, especially through Congress and Senate, that it's amazing. You can't think of vote fraud when you keep thinking that these same low, censored type of individuals are running this country and have not been replaced. So there has to be vote fraud. But anyway, like I say, the world's watching, just like these hypocritical statements of the U.S. talking about Syria's chemical weapons, when on the other hand, we still have Laos, Vietnam, Iraq, and now they've admitted over in Syria that they use these depleted uranium munitions. And yet, those poor children. What about the children that have to drink through wells that are now just contaminated with all this uranium? You can Google photos of Iraq or whatever browser you want to use of all the children over there, the deformities and stuff. And other people have to live with the crimes of this country. And it's time that people actually woke up and realize that. It doesn't mean that you're anti-American. It means that you're anti-war. You're anti-aggression towards other people, just as in as much as sanctions where you cut off food and kill 500,000 Iraqi children. Or now they're doing the sanctions with Venezuela, causing the massive austerity down there, over in Korea now. And they talk about, oh, Korea, look at their starving people. Well, look at U.S. sanctions, naval blockades of anything going into there. And of course, now we see China's massing their troops on the border up there again. And the only way, like I've mentioned before, is the U.S. in constant distraction is keeping you inundated with all these sex stories and other mundane issues that mean nothing, absolutely nothing, unless you're one that likes to sit there at a supermarket checkout and read the National Intruder magazine and see what scoop they got on some actor or actress that for years has been programming us through TV to live a certain lifestyle. Just like Saturday mornings when I used to listen to the kids watching TV, and it says, we now return you to our children's programming. And that there's a key in that programming. I used to think the Bugs Bunny and those guys, the way they were so evil, always shooting at one another and stuff, and like that, like playing cowboys and Indians, and that Australian comic that said they, you never heard him playing German and Jews. But see, some things are socially accepted, and as long as you can keep going with that, most people don't care. And that's why I say, with the way the United States is, it's built up on its greed. Massive credit card debt would show you that. Of course, the credit card debt would also show you the fact that poverty is getting so bad that people with low incomes or whatever are living on what established credit they have just to subsist. And if you take a walk down the supermarket aisle like that, you'll see here just in the last week, most things that I would normally buy have jumped over $1.75 in price. And then, of course, you can look at the packaging now. It went from six per container down to five, making it look like you're getting equal benefit, you know. But I guess maybe that's because they only assume you're working 5 days a week and you can starve the rest of the days. But anyway, excuse me. Hello, the chat group there, too, by the way. We got a break coming up here pretty soon, but the constant U.S. arming these terrorists in Syria, Libya, and now Ukraine, the world is still watching and laughing. We'll be right back.
Any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana. You're welcome to call in at 1-800-313-9443 with Kenneth there to answer your call and put you on the air if you want to gripe or anything like that. But I wanted to touch one more thing on what Trump had said about Iran. He went on to say that oppressive regimes cannot endure forever, and the day will come when the Iranian people will face a choice. And then he went on to quote, "The world is watching." Trump said in two tweets, "The entire world understands that the good people of Iran want change, and that other than the vast military of the United States, that Iran's people are what their leaders fear the most." Just 2 months ago, Trump was calling all of Iran or Iranians terrorists. It knows no bound. But of course, like I say, you pick out these little groups, just like they did up there in Ukraine, everything like that, to facilitate an agenda to overthrow some other country, to make sure that BP and those guys are happy to get their oil wells back. Yeah, that's if, of course, you know anything about, you know, the CIA over there. But as well as when as I stated here, the fact that the U.S. now sending lethal arms over to Ukraine, of course, we knew this was being done ahead of time, but daily the reports of those being bombed over the Donbass area and other eastern portions of Ukraine. And of course, that is not oppressive to watch what Kiev is doing to its own, as they call, pro-Russians. Again, if you look at the median age of the Ukraine, that most people there today alive were born when the area was under the Soviet Union. So they're all pro-Russian. They're just anti-establishment. Anyway, on a lighter note, as I've mentioned before, I always carry a couple packets in my truck that are just full of information. I hand them out to different people, law enforcement and others, and I try to wake a few people up. I also, for these loudmouths that love war, I always carry a couple of these selected service forms and hand it to them and tell them I'll help them fill it out. And, of course, they decline really fast. It's better to send someone else's kid or someone, but not me, you know. But they're all pro-war, you know. But anyway, 2 days ago on the QRU here in the fire department, we responded to a vehicle accident. It was first reported as a head-on between a semi and a small car. And when I got there, it wasn't. But getting there was the issue because of the fact the roads were so icy. And I mean, they were icy. We had some kind of an inversion go through here. As I mentioned, it's warming up in Montana a little bit. But anyway, so opportunity knocks while I'm there. And as we're all huddled around waiting for this tow truck to come from 50 miles away on icy roads, I launched my plan of attack. And I just quietly but sternly had brought out the fact that Congress had appropriated hundreds of millions of dollars to arm and train Syrian terrorists, a.k.a. moderate rebels who lost, but the Pentagon's lost trillions, and of course the military spending budget for the last 16 years was $250 million a day. And I noted the fact to all those people there that our states can't even afford snowplows or the drivers that need to be trained to run them. And when you put things in perspective monetarily wise, and they realize, like the four different law enforcement agencies that showed up, that these all have something in common, and that people can realize that when they look at the monetary value, but the cost of human loss of Americans who are watching their bridges collapse, the roads, the problems with them, the infrastructure, the cities collapse, that hundreds, if not billions, if not trillions of dollars has been spent elsewhere. And then they want to look at the poverty and the despair in this country. Think of the amount of jobs that could have been created, the training or whatever that could have been done. The amount of suffering in this country is, as I've mentioned before, like that DHS Sentry Members program where all these vetted members only have a 10-second wait at the border and yet are later arrested with millions in cocaine and meth that flood the inner cities, the reservations, and push Americans further down into poverty through addiction. And, of course, the hospitals love it. The addiction centers love it. The EMS and fire and police do not like it because of the different crimes that you have to go to. The amount of blood spilled. It's actual carnage. But see, the courts love it. The privatized for-profit prisons love it. And of course, it keeps people down to the point where they can never rise up. And of course, they can't become these nice preppers and stuff that want to go out and buy solar panels and stuff because everyone is broke. But they keep you suckered onto this system. Like I say, life is by subscription only. Bottom of the hour commercial coming up. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and we have Steve Elkins on the line there, who's another fellow RBN host. So good evening, Steve. How are you doing?
Hey, great show. I'm catching a little late. I'm actually downtime here. I've been sick last couple of days. I had to skip my show today and hopefully be back on next Sunday. But I just caught the tail end of yours. I assume you're talking about the opioid crisis, correct?
Yeah, but remember, yeah, the opioid crisis was created by Congress, the lobbyists, right, and Big Pharma.
Right. Well, I just want to add to that. I agree with everything you said, and I also would state that, of course, a crisis creates commerce. Mm-hmm. This is about commerce, big-time commerce. You mentioned how many institutions will profit from this supposed crisis. Now, I've worked in a hospital for 24 years, and I can tell you, I've seen drug shortages, and it didn't make a whole lot of sense to me in the hospital. We were told there was a fentanyl crisis. We didn't have much for fentanyl. We didn't have much for SED, certain drugs we need in the ICU all the time. And so how could that be? You know, you put an order in, the manufacturing gets an order, they create the product and send you the product. How do these shortages occur? It didn't make sense to me. None of us could ever figure out why are we running short on certain medications we use in the ICU all the time, other than maybe jacking up the price, you know, supply and demand type situation. But you mentioned all these different agencies that are going to benefit off this created crisis of opioid crisis. This is commerce, big-time commerce.
Yeah, Steve, you can use a browser of your choice, and I'll just say Google. But the 20-some-odd million doses of drugs that was found in France that ISIS was using, all the drugs that moderate rebels in Syria were using that were confiscated, that's where your drugs are going, is to keep these guys so hyped up. It's no different. If you get a chance, Steve, you might watch that Psychiatry in the Military, The Hidden Enemy on YouTube there.
Actually, I have seen that. That is an excellent video.
And that's exactly it's like X-Files, these super soldiers. You know, they get these guys, go out there, and they start chopping heads off of this because they're loaded on drugs and stuff. It's to the point there where they did the same thing in that video where they talked about in Iraq with the Air Force. They gave them uppers in the daytime, and they gave them that Ambien to knock them out at night so they didn't have to think about what they were doing the rest of the day.
Right. It would be nice to be known and actually told by mainstream media, which will never be mentioned, are the soldiers, the U.S. soldiers that are sitting back and guarding the poppy fields in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
I mean, well, come on. We got on drugs, but we have soldiers protecting the crop.
Yeah. Well, Steve, like I say, just do a search on how much billions of dollars the U.S. military is using to sedate the soldiers and to make them feel good by even giving them erection drugs and all that stuff for when they have to deal with their PTSD. Billions of dollars, and this is the same premise right now, like with Jeff Sessions, where he wants to take marijuana away from everyone. But I'm more concerned about, say, a law enforcement officer that's loaded on SSRIs, that when he shoots someone and his fellow officer says, "What'd you shoot him for?" He says, "I don't know."
Yeah. Oh, I saw that video also. John Stadmiller had a video maybe 3 weeks ago about a police shooting, and the guy was crawling on the floor in a hotel.
Right. Yeah, I remember.
And I was very shocked to watch that. That was unnecessary. He had many chances. He could have used a taser on him. He could have done numerous other things. That guy was questionable. I tell you, I'd like to see his drug profile, because he was irrational even with his thought, with his speaking. There was something wrong with this guy.
Well, yeah, and usually when a guy first puts his hands up, an officer who is, say, at the gunpoint, will usually have another fellow, a backup officer, that will walk up behind and slap the cuffs on the guy and put his arms back down behind his back.
Right, exactly.
But see, this was totally uncalled for.
Yes. Oh, that was shocking. You know, I would like to have seen that precinct picketed and people protesting, because that didn't, RBN listeners got it. But I never saw that on mainstream media. Not one station carried that unnecessary abuse of power from the police officer. Not one media outlet carried that.
Well, Steve, remember our day when we grew up in the 70s and 80s, we had Adam 12 and all those shows to chips and stuff to rebuild the image from after Watts and stuff.
Right.
But, you know, they don't want people to be looking at a militarized police squad entering someone's house. And, of course, as you know, most SWAT teams are being privatized now, so they don't have to abide by the FOIA request.
Right. So, and that's all I got to say. Hey, thank you, Keith.
All right, thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you, okay? You can plug your show if you want to do that, for what time it's on again. You still there? I guess not. Okay. Anyway, that was Steve Elkins there. But, yeah, there is a problem here. Like I say, we today are the enemy combatants, and that's why I cannot look at where the United States has for an issue the welfare of someone else's citizens. We're back home here. If you can't see what is transpiring by the military police state, the sheriff's department's being armed with these massive assault vehicles and crap, and some armaments, this is to be used on you at some future time. It's kind of like nuclear war or any other conventional war. You don't build bombs, just let them sit there. And of course, I've asked the question, why do they paint them? Because they're just going to blow them up anyway. You could probably save millions of dollars at the amount of rate that they're painting these. Just make sure you can see the serial numbers on it, so when you see it land in some Syrian village. It says U.S. munitions on it, you know. Just like Laos, as I talked about before, with the unexploded ordnances down there, over 270 million cluster bomblets were dropped, 90-some-odd million not accounted for. And, of course, daily over there, some young child or some farmers having their limbs blown off. This is decades later. The war has got to stop. That's where politicians have totally failed, is when they can't sit down at a table or over a hot phone, as if it's Batman and Robin, you know. But anyway, but they can't sit down there and negotiate anything. The old saying has always been peace through commerce. If Korea wants to do what they want, they can't mine their minerals. They can't do anything to support their people because of U.S. sanctions, although they have been selling opium to Cuba, I know. But again, the world's second largest opium field is in Korea. But if you can't sit down and talk with a neighbor over your fence line or whatever like that, then it's you which are the problem. Like Ralph had mentioned prior to this show here, that the fact is Americans need to start looking at themselves. The problem is within. The swamp is here. And until you adjust a country's morality, nothing's going to change. Personally, with me, I call it, it's like a tubal ligation, you know, this where you have one's tubes tied and there's no chance of pregnancy. But the United States is continually out there trying to sow seed on barren fields. And it's because they don't have the morality behind it. Like I say, the United States used to be classified as one of the greatest peacemakers, humanitarians across the world. And you can't, like with Haiti, you can't say that the U.S. going down there offering all this aid and aircraft carrier supplying power and everything is great, when then you got Hillary Clinton and her bonus dork family stealing billions from the Haitians so they can't even rebuild and whatever. And, of course, the gold mine that was acquired by her brother-in-law or brother or someone like that. But anyway, the point is, though, is no one does anything without wanting something in return. And that's why I still stick with the fire department here. Even though I'm disabled and stuff, I try my best to go out and try to help where I can. And, of course, if that means, as I've mentioned before, sitting out there at 20 below zero on a frozen highway trying to help a vehicle that crashed because it's carrying a pound of meth onto the reservation here from Spokane, of course. But it doesn't mean that I won't try to do anything, just like my presence here on the radio. John asked me to get out here and put my two cents in. Of course, this is just the way I, as many other probably millions of Americans, feel, that it's just absolute disgust of what we see going on in this country. But sadly, because of the morality, most people just don't care. They're too busy or fixed in their own lifestyles, and they don't realize that those lifestyles are made up of other people having to suffer. And this is through that corporate greed, through the slavery, like buying a shirt made in Taiwan, made in China, made in Malaysia, even our radios today, made in China, made in Israel, everything like that. Nothing is made here in America anymore, and that's why you have so many millions of Americans that are jobless, can't afford Obamacare, can't afford insurance, and the last time they go to the hospital is probably their last because they waited and waited and waited because they couldn't afford it, and of course, by the time they go in there, whatever they have is terminal or fatal, you know. Just like we were discussing here at the one of the latest fire department meetings here about the cost of the different apparatuses to life flight you or med flight you from location to location across the state for medical treatment after an accident, and the shuttling from one ambulance service shuttles you to a hospital that stabilizes you, and then another ambulance is called to run you down to Missoula to then further treat you, and this is all added to constantly soak you into debt. People have to mortgage their homes, everything, just to try to stay alive. It's life by subscription. We have another caller, Dave in Nevada. Good evening, Dave. How are you doing tonight?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. I didn't hear the beep, but I was just listening to the last few minutes what you were saying, your statements about North Korea and stuff, and I have to echo your sentiment that we really have to pay attention to what we're doing in our own backyards.
Yeah.
Because frankly, if there's World War III, there's nothing you can do about it anyways. Let's just put it that way.
Well, that's like I mentioned the fact there with that what's his name, the chef, Anthony Bourdain, where he was sitting there looking at this $20 million mansion and it save everything, but save it for who? We can't afford nothing.
Right. And we have to really face the fact that there isn't just a hunger problem in North Korea. There's a hunger problem here, too. I think people should really consider that. People are going hungry in this country.
Yeah,
and we're,
yeah, they're making
we're
laws.
We're always focused. Yeah.
Yeah, they're making laws
to
make it illegal to feed them.
Yeah. So we have a hunger problem here, but we won't even allow people to feed the hungry in this country. So what is the problem?
Yeah.
Well, is it us or is it North Korea?
Yeah, well, like I say, the first thing you do in the morning when you get up and you look in the bathroom mirror, hopefully if you brush your teeth, is to look in the mirror and look at yourself, because the world changes with you.
Right. And this is one of the real problems that I've had with a lot of, I won't even say mainstream, because I don't even listen to mainstream, and I rarely even listen to alternative very much anymore either, but people are focused way too much on Donald Trump. It takes up half of the airtime on all of these radio stations, and it's not going to help your situation.
Well, to me, it's like kids playing King of the Hill. You know, tumbling everyone else down like that just to show who's on top, and that's how our government is working today. They don't want Trump in. They wanted Hillary in, but yet now they're talking about Joe Biden, and it's a constant clamoring to see who's going to get the top of the pile. And remember, like Donald Trump is right now, he is a CEO, and he's also a CEO of the largest corporation in the world, the United States, and they will show profit for everything.
Right.
So,
and this is why Goldman Sachs is always in on the game, and that's why that game is not going to stop.
I kind of researched that, and Donald Trump started his 180s, I noticed, when Goldman Sachs was appointed.
I don't know. It's kind of cliche to say it's rigged, but I think really whether or not it's too late, but we really need to focus on what's going on in our personal lives and our family lives. And that's really, to me, it's beyond politics at this point. That's the point that I'm driving at.
Yeah, well, like I've mentioned before, Dave, I grew up in kind of like the Brady Bunch era.
Right.
We had family ties. We had problems like every other family like that, but a lot of it was due to work and different hours and stuff, you know. But the point is we had a family bonds, and my mom talked to us, my dad talked to us, and sometimes we got out of hand and got the crap beat out of us. But back then there was discipline. And of course, now we look at what's going on in the United States today. They don't want you touching your children. I mean, it's ridiculous. There's no discipline.
No, at all. And at the same time, we're not teaching self-ruggedness, which goes
along with
discipline.
Yeah.
It goes hand in hand. That independence that comes with discipline, where you can let someone out and they'll be able to fend for themselves, that's not there either.
Well, that's like the training of like lemonade stands, mowing lawns. Today they're making it so you have to buy a permit. So the people are going, why would I invest in that like that when
exactly.
I just want to go out and get a, you know. And that was where your entrepreneurship started back then. Just same with NASCAR, when you and your buddies got together and started working on some car. And back then it wasn't proprietary software, and you could rev it up, put different carburetors on them, everything like that, and make the thing go, you know. But even like NASCAR today, it's all plastic frames over a shell. It looks like a Ford, but that's what the label is. Forget it. Everything else is proprietary.
Sure. And I've learned to kind of like drill things down to now. I'm looking at things at the most basic, unsophisticated levels now, where in terms of self-sufficiency and things like that, because I think that's the point where we're at right now.
Right. And I always do this, Dave. I always say, my break's coming up here, but I always say this. I say, when I hear news and whatever, I always say, how would that apply to me? What would I do if I was in that scenario?
Yes.
And most people can't do that because they're too affixed to their own lifestyles. I don't care whether, like, Mike Rivera would say, if you're gay, bi, straight, or bent into a pretzel, you know, whatever you're doing is mute compared to what else is happening on the other side of the world, because you might be funding that. See?
Yeah. I hope we kind of all consider what we're funding.
Yeah.
That's really important.
All right.
But anyways, I'm going to let you go. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you there, okay? On top of that, I didn't get to it last week there, but a group of Mormon cult leaders is being charged with organizing sexual religious rituals with underage girls and threatening them with damnation if they didn't participate. And this is according to actual court documents. I have read them. And it went on to name the different people involved in it. But this is a fundamentalist spinoff group of the LDS. But again, though, your churches do this. Your government does it. The Catholic Church does it. I mean, you have to look at home to see what's going on. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on Talk Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. You know, during the commercial there, I was thinking about how it was when I was in school as a young kid. They used to have two classes in the schoolroom to our local school here where I kind of grew up before I moved down to Las Vegas. But anyway, I remember how the teacher's individual attention was brought to the different students. They could simply raise their hand in like first grade and second grade was in the same room. And there was no overlapping of actual teaching there, but it was a bonus there for the first graders to because they were actually getting to hear some of what the second graders were learning and pick up on that a little ahead of time. But today's a little different, though. Like California Governor Jerry Brown is to force schools to now show gay sex. And I never even had to worry about that. I was too busy learning how to color within the lines to learn what 1 + 1 was, how to identify a circle from a triangle, stupid stuff like that, but it's stuff that turned out later on that I would use. But now this makes California the first state in the union to not only use mandatory LGBT inclusive textbooks in schools, but also force the young children to learn sexually explicit material without the choice of opting out. Like I said, if you want to find out what's wrong with the country, this is what becomes a primary source that this nation has to do is teach people about LGBT equipment on their body rather than how to prepare for a job. And like I say, anyone, next time you're in a toy store, just go down through there. It's just pull handles and push buttons. I remember sitting on our living room floor for years playing with this little erector set that was a bunch of metal clipped out things and screws and to build buildings and stuff. Haven't you noticed in the movies anymore? I don't, like I say, the X-Files is a little bit different here, but I'm kind of a fan of that. But haven't you watched any of these movies, like whether it's Iron Man or whatever like that? They're constant remake after remake after remake, and it just shows you there's no imagination for the future. It's all what was in the past, and they keep making these things over and over again. And they're raking in millions and millions of dollars of the stupid fools that go and watch the same thing. But today, it's got CGI. And, of course, CGI, I remember that that latest Independence Day, the new one. Two friends of mine, I went up there to Cal's film, was watching that thing. And it was a total flop from the original one because it was all CGI. No acting. They get graphics to do it. Just like on these commercials where you see a stupid cartoon character trying to sell you some pill. Well, that's because they're just using a voiceover like that. They're not having to pay some royalties to someone else that that may have recorded it. But they're constant, like cartoons. Imagine being an adult and you need a stupid cartoon. At least a Tidy Bowl Man was real, even though he floated around the top of your toilet. We'll be right back, top of the hour. 1-800-313-9443.
The truth is on Utah Radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on Talk Radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk Radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk Radio.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's Nature's Youth.